Great to see everybody. Obviously, huge win. A lot of credit to Seattle Seahawks team. They're outstanding, outstanding football team, all three phases. We knew this was going to be a heavyweight fight, 15 rounds. We talked about, staying the course, sticking to the process. We knew that they were going to make plays. We knew we were going to make some plays. Didn't start out. Obviously, we wanted to start out. But our guys just hung in. And, the block punt, they look at that thing and it stays a save. That was huge. And then for us to block a field goal and run it back for a touchdown and plays that Andrew made and T.Y. made and Robert getting his 100th sack and becoming the 30th player in the history of the game to do that. Just an unbelievable effort. We talked about, again, this thing being a 15-rounder, we knew it was going to go in the fourth quarter. This team had outscored their opponents 44-7 in the fourth quarter, and we knew if we just got it close that this is the most resilient team that I've ever been around. They got more grit than anybody, any team that I've ever been around, and I can't tell you, obviously, how proud I am of every man in that locker room. There was no injuries, thank God.
There was a different level of play from your team.
We talked about it at halftime, too. I think we had, 29 or 30 yards rushing, and we said, hey, look, we got to run the football. Can we run the – yeah, and the guy, to a man, everybody said, yes, we will run the football. Okay, can we tackle better? Yeah, we can tackle better, do a better job of containing. We knew this kid was going to run all over the place. They had a great runner. They got great players. They're a great football team. And so we knew, again, if we got into the fourth quarter, nobody's built I don't think nobody's built better to win these close games, especially down the stretch, especially in the fourth quarter, than this team. You look at what they did last year with 7 fourth quarter comebacks, and then to be able to, hang in there, and then take the lead and then hold on.
Coach, you mentioned elaborate a little bit more. I mean, Andrew 9 fourth quarter comebacks in just 21 games in his young fourth quarter.
He just wills this team to victory. He's unbelievable, and. He's able to stick to the process. It doesn't matter, again, what the score is, what the situation is. A guy just finds a way to make plays, finds a way to get out of the pocket, finds a way to extend. And obviously the guys believe in him. We can jump on his shoulders, jump on his back. And it's just, again, we're very, very fortunate that we have him.
Coach, you mentioned Wilson run all over the place and that last third down, Jarrell Freeman tackling him, and just talk about that play in general, how big that was.
Which one?
When it was third down, and he kept it himself, and Freeman got him without making the punt.
Oh, unbelievable. We saw those two guys, Bethea, and Freeman both made plays like that against San Fran in the open field and got Colin down. And this guy is unbelievable. Russell Wilson is a great football player. And we knew he was going to run around, and that third down stop right there was unbelievable, and Free is a really good football player, and he's getting better each and every week, and for him to make that stop right there was huge.
What is it aside from Andrew that's built on this team as far as the fourth quarter? What other elements are there?
Character, resiliency, toughness, grit, never quit, belief, faith. I don't know what else I can say. Other than these guys, we got something special. And we know next week we got another dogfight. Every week is going to be a dogfight. But these guys know and understand as a team, top to bottom, all three phases, everybody, coaches, players, that if you don't move away from the process and you just stick to preparing, execute best you can, and don't judge, and just keep playing, good things will happen.
Even when they jumped up 12 points, you guys never seemed to be out of it. Talk to us about the mindset of your team at that point.
Again, it just goes back to, it's a 60-minute ball game. And, it was a year ago this weekend, we were down 21-3 at half to Green Bay. It was the first game that I was away. And it's the same thing when you look in these guys' eyes. Nobody flinches around here. No player, no coaches. They just stick to the motto, the process of one play at a time, all you got, 60 minutes, don't judge. You guys are going to get tired of me saying it, but that's their mindset. That's the foundation we built this thing on. And we're going to take body blows, and we're going to invest in body blows, and we're going to be able to run it and stop the run. And we had our moments today, but these guys just truly believe that no matter what, if they just stick to that, they're going to win a football game.
On the touchdown drive, the one in the fourth quarter, the long drive, you talk about making plays. It was T.Y., it was Donald Brown, it was Reggie. Is that what works in the fourth quarter? You have to have
everyone? Yeah, I mean, they got to make a decision. And when you obviously, you have playmakers all over the place, you know, and a guy under center like Andrew, they've got to make a decision, okay, how they're going to play you, who they want to stop. And so we got a bunch of guys that have playmaking ability.
The one play down by the goal line, the one to Reggie where he and DHB, I guess they're both not supposed to be there.
I don't know. What was the first down? It was a first down, right? Big catch for a first down. I like it. Would it give us first and goal at the four or something? Huh? I'd take it any day of the week. Once we saw it up top and we got the replay, it was obvious that, you know, Reggie had, before he stepped out, had broken playing with the football and got the first down. Again, it's just like, you know, midseason last year when he finally, you know, broke out and finished the year like he did. And again, we know how explosive, you know, T.Y. is. And it was just a matter of us, you know, getting him the football and put him in position to make those kind of plays. He's an electrifying guy, and he's hard to cover, and he's a touchdown maker. He's a game wrecker, you know. And he had I think six catches for 140 some yards and two touchdowns, and just a fabulous game.
So with Trent specifically, was this a step forward for him?
Absolutely. And again, they excuse me, they're loading the box, you know, and they're loading it with, you know, big, good football players, big guys. And it was tough sledding. Obviously, in the first half, only rushed for 30 yards. But, again, we came in and made a decision. We were going to draw a line in the sand. We said, hey, look, we're going to run the football. We have to be able to run the football. And so credit, you know, our offensive line, tight ends, fullbacks, the runners, you know, because they broke some tackles. They made some plays. And the yards that he got and the yards that Donnie Brown got, you know, again, Donald Brown, I can't give him enough credit for what he does for this football team. He's an unbelievably selfless guy and did some great things out there.
That last Seattle drive, was about as loud as you've heard this place?
It was unbelievable. And we found out, again, we've got a great 12th man. Our fans are the best in the National Football League. And if they'll do that week in and week out, we're playing at home, it was deafening. I've never heard it in my short time here that loud. So many thanks to our fans. They're unbelievable.
Coach, with the Titans losing your first place by yourselves, does that mean something this early in the season?
I didn't know that. Thanks for the update. That's great. You know what? It's week five. It's a marathon. It's not a sprint. We know that. So we're going to stay grounded. We're going to stay humble. We're going to enjoy this for a couple hours, and then we're going to get back to work and get ready for Monday night football against San Diego.
Hey, Chuck, how much does this game kind of symbolize what you're all about with this program? Like, you're down, you talked about it being resilient.
It's everything. It's everything. I mean, just the way they did it, it epitomizes everything that we're trying to do. And what these coaches do day in and day out, and what these players do day in and day out, and what they sacrifice for one another, what their families sacrifice. I don't know any other way, and our guys don't know any other way to do it. And to play this game. And the way they play the game, yeah, they've got great respect for the game. It's the greatest sport in the entire world. And they understand that it's a privilege and not a right. They don't take that for granted, and we take no days for granted. Say that again. Yeah, like, you know, after the block punt, you know, and they stuck with the call on the field, you know, obviously 17 would have looked a little bit grim. 12 looked a lot better than the than the 17, obviously. But, yeah, it could have been. But, again, our guys just hung in there, and we got a stop here and there. We got off. I think they were only, you know, third down. It seemed like there was a bunch of them. They made probably more plays in first and second down, but third down was good. And we made just enough plays to, you know, make it, what was it, a two-point ball game at half, right? And then we just exchanged body blows through most of the third and fourth quarter and then found a way to win it.
How difficult is that, especially against this secondary?
Say that again.
I think Andrew was like 10 of 14 or something like that in the second half. How difficult is that, especially against this secondary?
Against that team? Extremely difficult. But that, again, that's Andrew, you know, being Andrew. Again, we're very lucky, no pun intended, to have him.